You're listening to the LCJ Q&A podcast, available on iTunes. As always, I'm your host, Lights, Camera, Jackson. One of the big movies opening up for the fall season is the highly anticipated Kingsman: The Golden Circle. Joining me right now, the composer, Matthew Margeson. Matthew, how you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for asking, Jackson. It's a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. You are welcome. There's been such a following behind Kingsman ever since it was released back in 2015. I think a lot of fans are very excited about this sequel. Have people been asking you for plot details and secrets ever since you signed on to do Kingsman 2?
I've been holding them close to my chest probably for about a year and a half now.
My gosh, and I don't think this is much of a spoiler for people because you see him in the advertisements, you see him on the poster, but Colin Firth is back as Harry. I was surprised when I first learned that. Were you surprised when you first learned that Colin Firth would be back?
I was surprised for a moment, and then, you know, you do realize that such a big part of the magic of Kingsman is the relationship between Harry and Eggsy. So once I kind of acknowledged that to myself, it does make sense that he is back. But I think the really cool thing is how Matthew reconstructs him coming back into the film. And like you were saying before, even though that's no surprise now that he's back, there are other aces up the sleeve that I think are really gonna have people smiling through the course of the film.
Cool. You composed the original Kingsman, which was also directed by Matthew Vaughn. You also worked on his X-Men First Class, and he produced Eddie the Eagle. What does he tend to look for in the music that you compose for him?
Matthew, the only word I can use to really sum up his filmmaking style is boldness. You know, I mean, I think Matthew, one of the reasons I love, and I know a lot of other people love working with him, is because he's willing to take these wacky chances and gamble on these ideas that, might not otherwise, they might seem too risky for maybe other directors or other studios, but Matthew's always willing to march to the beat of his own drum and to try the most wacky and crazy ideas, and I'd say, you know, most, if not all the time, we're all glad that he puts on that bold hat.
And how did you go into Kingsman 2 different than the original film?
Well, I think that's a two-answer question. To start off, I'd say there's always a little bit of a comfort level, I think, in dealing with a sequel because you already, in this case, we already had created the Kingsman world from the first film.
Sure.
So I don't necessarily think we were inventing the Kingsman music per se. I think it was exciting for us to come back and know what it was, and very exciting for us to be able to take those already established themes and motifs and musical ideas and explore them and see how we could kind of turn them upside down and see where we could take them. On the other hand, you know, you obviously have a whole lot of new characters, and in this case you have a whole group of characters called the Statesmen, which we needed to figure out what their world was and what their musical palette was. And so, you know, while one foot is still in the Kingsman world, we were also really excited to figure out this whole entire new musical territory for the Statesmen and for the new baddie, for Poppy, Julianne Moore's character. And, once we figured out what those character ideas were, you know, then how do we throw all of these in a room and have them dance together and make a film that incorporates three really dynamically different musical worlds.
Yeah, because I read that for the original Kingsman, you wondered if the music wasn't sounding British enough at one point because much of the action with the Statesmen is now in the U.S. Did you sort of have to balance the American and British music styles?
We absolutely did. It was a real delicate, almost volatile challenge to be able to take some of these new instruments. I mean, let me rephrase that, because a lot of them aren't necessarily new instruments, but they're instruments that are played completely idiomatically different, where you can have a violin, and if you get a bluegrass fiddle player to play it, it will sound somewhat different than if you have the London Symphony playing a piece by Mozart or Beethoven. Mm-hmm. So being able to kind of for each piece on a scene by scene scenario, be able to balance the degree of what sounded cowboyish, you know, as it were, and what needed to sound like we're still one foot in the UK in London.
And the first Kingsman movie, really well known for these stylish, very big action sequences, and from the looks of this sequel, it looks like we're getting many more of those. Because they're so fast-paced, are they some of the more challenging scenes to compose for?
They are. The very visceral, fast-tempoed, fast-cutting action is something I personally just love. I love dealing with. I love the excitement of writing that type of music, and it's the most amazing thing, being able to have an orchestra play that stuff. And you know, you have these tempos, 192 beats per minute, 200 beats per minute, and these guys are. It's amazing listening to the orchestra play that for the first time, and there's so many notes that drop on the floor, and you kind of go over it three or four times, and then you know, 45 minutes later, you're recording this piece of music that. You know, you didn't think was playable, but these guys are just amazing. So it is exciting and it is challenging, but I think the excitement offsets the tears of getting it done.
You're back co-composing with Henry Jackman, who I had the chance to talk with earlier this year about Kong Skull Island. What was the collaboration process like specifically on this movie?
You know, Henry and I have been working together for a number of years now in a lot of different capacities, and so I think, you know, it's no secret we have a really, really strong shorthand with each other, and there's a really strong mutual respect for both of our composition styles, and I think in this movie especially is a really great example of you have the American statesman, you have the British Kingsman, and I think we were both able to bring our personalities to the table, and there, you know, both of our writings really, really, really shine in a movie like this. There's lots of room for both of us at the table.
Very cool. And a music icon has a major presence in this movie. I read today Elton John is actually going to play himself, and the fact that he has a big role. It's not just a walk-on. Any secrets you can tell me about Elton John's role in Kingsman 2?
I absolutely wish that I could. All I will say is that Elton John is absolutely amazing in the film, and it's one of these roles that if I were to describe it to you, I don't think you would. I don't think I could be convincing enough to sell it to you. He's just amazing in it, and it's a bit surreal. Yeah.
Can you tell me whether or not there is an Elton John song on the soundtrack?
On the soundtrack. I don't know if there's one in the soundtrack. There's a bit of reference to some Elton John musically speaking in the film. I think the soundtrack is just stuff that Henry and I have written.
Okay. All right. Very cool. I do want to ask you about the fact that when we look at the Kingsman trailer that came out this summer, Frank Sinatra's My Way was playing, dominated that trailer, and I kind of said that was the song of the summer. Would you kind of say, after seeing that trailer maybe over and over again, that that's really in your head?
It was a really uncanny and perfect choice for that trailer, given the whole intent of, you know, the what they wanted to portray with that trailer. And I know Matthew and the marketing companies for the trailer, they went through so many, I mean, dozens of iterations of the edit and different songs. And it's one of those examples of why Matthew is, you know, who he is. And it was the perfect song for that trailer.
Yeah, that's great.
It set up tonally the music, the movie, just perfectly.
It gave you the action flavor. It gives you the real flavor and the sense for Kingsman. And I think everybody out there, Kingsman, The Golden Circle, it opens September 22nd in theaters. We're so looking forward to the music and the star power and the action and everything. Back with you, Matthew Margison. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Jackson, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it very much as well. You can listen to the LCJ Q&A podcast. It is available on iTunes. And again, go see Kingsman 2 in theaters, one of the big movies for the fall. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson.